Well, this morning I just want to. Today is what? Palm Sunday? And next week it's going to be a Resurrection Sunday. And also, it's the anniversary of the church that we will be in existence for 19 years. Imagine that, 19 years? Hallelujah. And next week, so I want you to invite your friends, your neighbors, and even your enemy. It's a good time to. You have a valid reason to invite them. And put on that armor of praise and that compassion and kindness and forgiveness. Amen? So I just want to share with you a short message on Psalms, since it's Palm Sunday this Sunday. And I want you to turn your Bible with me on Psalms 92. Psalms 92. Are you there? And we're going to read 1 to 15. Psalms 92, 1 to 15. Are you all there? Okay, verse 1, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the harp and lute and the harmony of the lyre. You thrill me, O Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done, O Lord. What great miracles you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only an ignorant person would not know this. Only a fool would not understand it. Although the wicked flourish like weeds, and evildoers blossoms with success, there is only eternal destruction ahead of them. But you are exalted in the heavens. You, O Lord, continue forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish, and all evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me strong as wild bull. How refreshed I am by your power. With my own eyes I have seen downfall of my enemies. With my own ears I have heard the defeat of my wicked opponent. But the godly will flourish like palm trees." You see that? "The godly will flourish with palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon, for they are transplanted into the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, my God, that even old age, think about that. Even in the old age, they will produce fruit." Wow. "They will remain vital and green. They will declare, 'The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is nothing but goodness in him.'" Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this scripture that you have set before us today, that we may be able, Lord, to learn more of you, Lord God. And Father, we ask for your illumination for the word, for the scripture that we're going to study this morning. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. So we're talking about palm trees. I wonder why God did not use other trees, like banana trees or any kind of trees that that they can use. But he used palm tree. He used palm tree. But you know what? There are about 300 species of palm trees growing from 3 to 100 feet tall. The date palm produces, that's another palm, it's a date. It produces over 300 pounds of dates daily. Imagine that, 300 pounds of date daily. The African oil palm, which is very widely cultivated in the tropical zone, it gives higher oil yield per hectares than any other oil plant that is being produced. So it produces two quite different types of oil, and that from palm kernel used for making a margarine or soup. And that from the flesh part of the fruit, used more widely for industrial processes. So this one of the most rapidly expanding plantation crops today is palm trees. So historically, the palm trees has been called the representative tree of the Palestine. That's the representative tree of the Palestine people. It has stood through the years as a symbol of the land of the Lord. Wow, the symbol of the land of the Lord. In the Middle Ages, large group of people made pilgrimage in Holy Land. And those large pilgrimage, they called them Palmer. It's not the Palmer, Arnold's Palmer playing golf, but it's a Palmer. Because they pilgrims, they go to Jerusalem, and they have those palm holding it as they walk towards Jerusalem. So, when a picture of a victorious children of God is given by John in 7th chapter of John and the 9th chapter, the 7th chapter and the 9th chapter of the book of Revelation. And it says here, among other things, that they were clothed with robes and palms in their hand. So when the children of God, the victorious children of God, John gave them the word that says clothe them. They are clothed with robes and palms in their hands. See, the Bible says in Psalms 92, as we read it, it's that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They shall grow like a cedar of Lebanon. The palm trees has several characteristics. See, the righteous shall flourish. That means the righteous will prosper like a palm trees. So there is a metaphor that John is talking about, that the righteous will prosper like a palm tree, grow like a cedar of Lebanon. So there is that beautiful picture, the metaphor that John is talking about. And the palm trees have several characteristics. And in that picture, the life of a Christian. So now as we look at the palm trees, we metaphorize, or we compare the tree, the palm tree, through the life of a Christian. Is there anybody that are not Christian here this morning? Okay, so these are all Christian people here, right? So your life is compared to a palm tree. Are you ready to know what's the comparison of palm tree and our life? Amen. The characteristic of a palm tree is like a life of a Christian. So the first thing that we know that there is the similarity that we have, that the palm tree, anyway, that's in Redlands. The palm tree has several characteristics. Okay, the first one is what? The 9 characteristics of a palm tree. The palm tree breaks the bend. Who was that? Oh, they are boring. They are installing a camera. I was thinking that the Lord has come. I thought we have been hallelujah, Lord. Well, that's the characteristic of a palm tree is that the palm tree, it doesn't break the band. Or is that the palm tree breaks the band? You know what the band is? You know when you put something around the tree, and usually as the tree will grow, the rope, or you put a rope in there, the rope will suck in that will absorb the tree, and it will look like it's, and as the tree is growing up, the rope will be
will be speaking there. But for a palm tree, the number one characteristic of a palm tree, it breaks the bank. So it doesn't destroy the palm tree.
Because it just breaks the bend. In other trees, it breaks the bend that you put around in it. And so as the tree grows, the bend dig into the wood. Many of us have seen an old clothesline. Remember, in the Philippines, we have a clothesline. And we sometimes tie it to a tree, other end, and the tree and another one. So the clothesline will sink deep into the trunk of the tree. The palm tree breaks the bands as it grows. So instead of sinking into the tree, for a palm tree, it breaks the band. So the child of God can claim and have victory through the Christ, so we don't have to continue in sinning. See? In Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, you can just mark it there, and I'll read it to you. So when you go home, you can go back to the verses that we read here. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it?" So, to compare that the life of the Christian and the life of a palm tree. See, in palm tree, the sin could not penetrate, but it can break the sin. And the same thing, our life. You don't have to continue sinning. Amen? That sin has been breakthrough. In Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And then also in the same book, in Romans chapter 6, 11 to 14, it says, 6 to 14, it says, "Our old sinful self were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slave to sin." See? So that's why it can break through the palm tree. It can break the band. The same thing in our life. It can break the sin that we have. We don't have, the sin has no dominion in our life, in a Christian life anymore. You can say no. Amen? So that's the first characteristic of a palm tree. And that we have victory. See, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which give us the victory." A Christian has a victory from sin anymore. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, "In all these things we are more than what? We are more than conqueror through Him that loves us." Amen? Because the love of God covers us. So we have more than conqueror through Him that loves us. Amen? That's the good thing to you. To know that we have victory. We have more than conqueror through Him that loves us. That's the number one. Number two, the palm tree will bend but not break. The palm tree will bend but not break. To the strong winds of storms uproot and break ordinary trees. There's so much trees that are uprooted. Last 3 weeks ago, there's so many trees that the trunk will broke, and then they will uprooted. Have you seen that news that big tree was uprooted by the wind? But the palm tree, it will bend but will never break. Amen. The storms of life causes many disaster for those that are not serving God. But for those who serve God, no matter this is a disaster, but you know what? It will never put them down. Get him in. Amen. The palm tree will bend, but it does not break. So the second characteristic of a palm tree, the palm tree will bend but not break. Amen? Number three, the palm tree not only survives but flourishes in the desert. I think there's a wide acres of land that's full of palm trees in Palm Springs. I don't know if you've seen that, but there's so much palm trees in Palm Springs. The whole block, I think the whole block is built up of all palm trees. Amen? The palm trees does not simply grow in the desert. It flourishes. It flourishes. We can make it this desert world. The root of the palm trees go deep below the burning sand and find moisture down deep below the surface. See, that's the one of the characteristics of a palm tree, because his root goes down to the point that they can get moisture in it. So the root in the palm tree go deep below the burning sand and find moisture down deep below in the surface. And that's why palm trees excel in the desert. Amen? The Christian must go deep with God if he's going to flourish. So you and me has to go deep. It's not just like a Sunday service. It's that when in order for us to flourish, in order for us to prosper, we have to go deeper. That means that when you go home, you get your notes in there in your iPad or your iPhone, and then start going through each one of them. Amen? Because that's how we survive. That's where we flourish. Is that we see, if we depend on our Sunday service, we will not flourish. We have to go farther, deeper, in our relationship with God and in our relationship with one another. Amen? To go deep, we must live in Christ's life. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. You can just mark it there in your iPad. Galatians chapter 2. If you go farther, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, verse 20, I myself no longer live, but Christ, what? Lives in me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loves me and gives himself for me. See? So, we have to go deeper with our relationship with Jesus Christ. To go deep, we must be a prayer warriors. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Not theology, not psychology, but neology. What do you mean by neology? Anybody? Kneeling. It's just like not psychology, but neology. You haven't heard that one? Neology. To go deeper with God, you have to humble yourself. You have to clothe yourself with compassion. Amen? So, to go deep, you must be a prayer warrior. Amen? So, the palm trees that not simply grow in the desert, it will flourish. So, number two, many Christians are not flourishing because they are seeking nourishment on the surface. They are running the roots of life out literally. Amen. See? Even the one-year-old boy, say amen. Amen. So, shallow Christians look to the world for refreshment and comes away with thirst. The world will never satisfy. The fashion, literature, and entertainment of the world are shallow and unfruitful. The child of God, send your top root deep in the Word of God and in prayer. Amen? Prayer and the Word of God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, the characteristic of a palm tree compared to the life of a Christian, number one is that the palm tree breaks the band, right? Number two, the palm tree will bend but not break, no matter what storms of life that will come through his life. Amen? We might be down, but not out. Amen? And then, the palm tree not only survives, but flourishes in the desert. Amen? And number four, a group of palm trees forms an oasis. Think about that. One palm tree standing alone will not provide much shade from the burning sun. But a group of palm trees forms an oasis. Stay together and stand as a Christian. Get in and stay in the New Testament church. The oasis provides shade for the weary traveler. Think about that. See? Often in the desert, you will find orange and lemon trees growing beneath the shade of the palm tree grouped together. So that's, God is calling us to group together in unity. I hear that there's a convention in Orange County last week by Andy Stanley. Have any of you heard Andy Stanley? He's talking about unity. Unity of the church. I mean, they talk about unity inside the church. And they believe that that's where we are weak, when we are not united. And that's why being a palm tree and then being grouped together in unity, we can provide shade or oasis for those who travel. And they might be going there just passing by. And I believe that this church is an oasis. There's a lot of people passing by. For the past 3 months, I think there's about 4 or 5 people that they are just passing by. They are from some other place back east. They just passed by. And one guy came in here because he said, you know, I saw you in your Facebook. And I want to listen to you personally. Have you seen that the guy? Amen. So, God, if you look up, a lot of us, how many of you live here in Inland Empire? Inland Empire? Have you seen those palm trees? Right there, it's standing over there. San Bernardino Avenue. Man, those are beautiful. I have a shot of that. Sister Rose, who went there, and it's a sunset. It's pretty, man. The sun, and then in both sides of the street there are palm trees. Oh, it's pretty. And that when you look up that one, you might say, you know what? I'm one of those palm trees. Amen? I'm one of those palm trees. So, a group of palm trees forms an oasis. When we group ourselves together in the church, we provide a shade for those weaker than ourselves. This is why Hebrews 10:25, it's so important to us, that says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen? So, number one, the palm trees breaks the band, right? Number two, palm trees bend but not break. Number three, the palm trees not only survive but prosper or flourish in the desert. Number four, a group of palm trees forms an oasis. Number five, the palm tree can withstand abuse. Palm tree can withstand abuse. See that? See, the heart of the ordinary tree is dead. The vulnerable area of an ordinary tree is the outside. Hollow, empty, weed eater. I remember I used to work at the school for the deaf in Riverside. And in, right in front of the administration building, there's a wide man, maybe two or three people could hardly grasp those pine trees. And I've been working there for maybe 15 years. And one morning, this huge tree pulled down in the street. And then when they're trying to cut up, the hollow, the inside is empty. And that's a lot of people that inside, they look sharp, they look, but you know what? Inside, it's an empty. Amen. The life of the palm tree is on the inside. And that's where we are strong inside because of God in our life. Outward abuses does not affect the life of a quality of the palm tree. See, the abuse of the natural thing, it doesn't affect the life of a palm tree. The life of a child of God is within. Amen? The life of a child of God is from within. It's not outside. We all grown up, we are all dressed up every Sunday, but we have no place to go. Amen? But the heart of the palm tree, of a child of God, is from within. Amen? The life of a child of God is from within. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. So we look up the characteristic of a palm tree compared to the life of a Christian. Is that the first one, the palm tree, it doesn't break. The palm trees break the bends. And the palm trees bend but not break. The palm trees not only survive but flourishes in the desert. Then a group of palm trees forms an oasis. Number five, the palm trees can withstand abuse. And number six, the older the palm tree, the sweeter the fruit. Wow. Amen. The older the palm tree, the sweeter is the fruit. We see that in Psalms 92, verse 14. And as the palm tree, 92, verse chapter of Psalms 92, verse 14, it says, even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. Wow. Did you see that? Remain vital and green. So as a palm trees grow older, its fruit grows sweeter. And as a Christian grow older, this should grow sweeter. Right? Any older Christians here? See, the scars of life produces the fruit of holiness. The trials of life conforms us to the image of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Romans chapter 8, who can go there first? Just say amen when you have it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Okay. So who was that one? Nanay Rosa? Or? Yeah, Romans chapter 8, verse 28-29. Amen. See? Everything works good for those who loves God. Amen? And number six. Oh, number seven. I'm glad you're awake. Number seven. The palm tree cannot be grafted. You grafted the palm tree, he will die. Right? Horticulturists say that to graft a palm tree is to kill it. The palm tree is distinctive and unusual. This is why grafting kills it. To graft a Christian into the world is to kill his testimony and influence. And that's why a lot of us is, you know what? Why
don't you be like your sister? God made us unique and distinctive like that. We have our own characteristic. And that's why he said, you know what? Why is it your brother is not like you?
You're the same mother. Did you hear that kind of a statement? And because to graft you like your sister, we're just killing you. Right? Amen? In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12. Say amen when you're there. Can you read it, sister? Whoever... Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Anybody? Yeah.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
And see, amen. Amen. So the Christians is distinctive, is easily distinguished from the world. Amen. The palm trees cannot be grafted. And that's why a lot of people, they said, you know what? Let's do what the First Baptist Church is doing there in the corner. Or what other churches there? Let's follow them. But see, God put you in this church, and every church are different. You cannot just clone your church to other church. We have our own distinction. Amen. So. That's one thing that we need to put in our mind, that we are distinctively different from other churches. Amen. Number eight. Okay, everybody are awake now. We still have one more hour to go. The palm tree. Listen to this. The palm tree will not burn. You see that palm tree there? It's just dark, but never burn. See, do not use palm tree for your firewood. It will never burn. It refuses to burn as ordinary wood. Amen. The child of God will never, not even for a moment, suffer the fires of hell. He'll never burn. He's a palm tree. Amen? You're a palm tree. You'll never burn. Once you receive the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm just gonna give you the verse in Matthew 25, verse 41 to 46. Are you there? Does anybody look up the Matthew chapter 25, 41 to 46? See, amen? Okay.
Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.
See, there's the lost. There's a lost that they will be born. Amen. And lastly, the palm tree is what? An evergreen. The evergreen is a symbol of immortality. The child of God will never die. He has an everlasting life. Right? John 3:16. Does anybody know that one? That's our last verse. John 3:16. Whoever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so that's the message that we have for a Palm Sunday. And I hope and I pray that we'll study more, because there's a mandate that we need to grow deeper in our relationship with God. And that's our study for Palm Sunday, hopefully, that will inspire us and do what God wants us to do. We are called to evangelize. And one thing that we know is that every day we clothe ourselves. We put on our clothes every day. The clothes of compassion, the clothes of the wardrobe, and all of this. And I pray that you have a wardrobe of heaven. Amen. Can we ask the worship team to come? Shall we all stand? And let's pray. Father, we thank you today. Thank you, God, for the wardrobes of clothing that you have given to us, Lord God, and the characteristic of a palm tree, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you will remind us, Lord, when we are self, Lord, when we are studying your word. Father, we pray that this will engrave in our heart, Lord God, that indeed we are called by your name. And Father, we thank you today. Thank you that you have brought us together. And we pray, Lord, to those inviting their friends and their relatives for our service next Sunday. Father, we pray that you will even now prepare the hearts of these people, of these brothers and sisters that have not known you. And Father, we pray that they will have a receptive heart, that they will come and enjoy our fellowship and the message that we have next Sunday. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God. And Father, we thank you for the time, Lord, that we can worship you in our tithes and offering. Father, we pray that you will give us the wisdom to speak it wisely. And Father, we thank you. We pray that you will bless us now. Bless everyone, Lord, that you will shower us with your blessing, that you will open the doors of heaven and bless us, Lord. And Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,